Microsoft unveils Surface Laptop Go, a 12.4-inch notebook for $549, by Michael Kahn on October 1st in PC Magazine. The company is also refreshing the higher-end models of the Surface Pro 10 with a new Microsoft SQ2 processor. Both products went on sale on October 13th. If you thought the Surface Laptop was nice, but a little expensive, good news. Microsoft is introducing a new, albeit smaller, version that chops the starting price by nearly half. Today, the company introduced the Surface Laptop Go, which will start at $549.99. In addition, Microsoft is refreshing the higher-end models of its Surface Pro 10 tablet with a new custom processor that, according to the company, should enable even longer battery life. Both products went on sale October 13th. A more affordable Surface clamshell. With Surface Laptop Go, we are bringing the features most loved by our Surface Laptop customers to a smaller, more affordable design, the company said in today's announcement. Indeed, the $549.99 price is a pretty significant discount from the Surface Laptop 3, which starts at $999.99. However, to bring down the price, the company made the Laptop Go model a 12.4-inch laptop, while the standard model can be bought with a larger 13.5-inch or 15-inch display. Note, this clamshell design machine is not to be confused with Microsoft Surface Go and Surface Go 2, which are scaled-down versions of the company's Surface Pro detachable screen tablets. In an unusual stroke for a modern laptop, the Laptop Go's display has a native resolution of 1536 by 1024 pixels. That works out to 148 pixels per inch. And the resolution is a step down from the 1920 by 1080 pixel, aka 1080p, panels that have become more or less standard in mainstream laptops with 13-inch and larger screens. On the plus side, the display can function as a touchscreen. Keyboard also remains full size, and each key has vertical travel of 1.3 millimeters, according to Microsoft's specs. You also won't be getting Intel's new 11th generation Tiger Lake Core processors. Instead, the product is based on an Intel 10th generation Ice Lake Core i5-1035G1 processor, which has 4 cores and was launched a year ago. What makes the Laptop Go look less appealing, at least on paper, are the main system memory and storage schemes. The base $549.99 model comes only with 4 gigabytes of RAM and 64 gigabytes of slower eMMC storage. You'll have to pay $699.99 for 8 gigs of RAM and 128 gigabytes for true SSD storage. The prices range from $549.99 for consumer i5 with 4 gigabytes of RAM and 64 gigabytes of storage to $1,199.99 for the commercial i5 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage. All the processors are 10th generation i5. The prices ran. Models with 256 gigabytes of SSD space start at $899.99. To get 16 gigabytes of RAM, you'll have to spend more than $1,000 for one of the top-end commercial or education versions of the Laptop Go. The laptop comes with Windows 10 Home in S mode, which you can convert over to Windows 10 Pro if you need more functionality. Expect the Laptop Go to weigh in at 2.45 pounds. The top portion of the clamshell is made out of aluminum, but the casing around the base is crafted plastic, glass fiber, and recycled materials. Three color schemes will be on offer: platinum, ice blue, and poppy red. According to Microsoft, the Surface Laptop Go should last for up to 13 hours on a single charge. On the web conferencing front, the Go model comes with a 720p camera, dual microphones, and speakers. On the left side are three ports: USB Type A, USB Type C, and a headphone/mic jack. Buyers can also get the Laptop Go in certain configurations with the fingerprint sensor fitted on the power button. The new SQ2 chip for the Surface Pro 10. Microsoft has also tweaked last year's Surface Pro 10, a Windows 10 tablet that ditches Intel Silicon for an ARM-based processor. The Surface Pro 10 starts at $999 in a version with the existing SQ1 processor, but it now scales up to $1,899. For the higher-end Surface Pro 10 configurations, the company is refreshing the specs with a second-generation Microsoft SQ2 processor, paired with 16 gigabytes of RAM. SQ1-based models with 8 gigabytes will continue to be available. The company didn't provide detailed specs on the new SQ2 chip, but according to Microsoft, the new silicon will give the Surface Pro 10 a boost in battery life and performance. The prices range from $999 for Consumer Pro 10 SQ1 with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage to $1,899 for the Commercial Pro 10 SQ2 with 16 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigabytes of storage. We'll have to wait and see if the processor helps address one of our main gripes with the original product: the lack of compatibility with third-party apps. Because the Surface Pro 10 uses an ARM-based processor, it has to rely on emulation to run 32-bit traditional x86 Windows 10-based apps, which can create a sluggish experience. The other downside is how the Surface Pro 10 hasn't been able to run 64-bit x86 Windows apps, but that'll start to change in November when Microsoft releases an emulator to run the 64-bit apps on ARM-powered Windows PCs. The company has also been optimizing Microsoft Edge and Microsoft Teams to run faster over the tablet while using less battery life. As a result, the Surface Pro 10 can now last for up to 15 hours on a single charge, whether using the new SQ2 processor or last year's SQ1. Microsoft plans on selling the new products in the company's online store and through major retailers. Pre-orders for the Surface Laptop Go and the new Surface Pro 10 begin on October 13th.